I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Murdered Hungarian priest Father Janos Brenner will be beatified on May 1st. Father Brenner was killed in 1957, just 2 weeks before his 26th birthday. He had been lured into the woods where he was beaten and stabbed. Father Brenner had only been ordained a priest about 2 years earlier and had just narrowly survived another attempt on his life. In 1950, Hungary's communist government had declared that religious orders were banned. Father Brenner's work with rural families and the youth had aggravated the communist government. A man who shot at 2 Dallas police officers and an employee at a Home Depot store in Dallas, Texas, was apprehended late last night. The 2 officers were critically injured in the shooting, and all 3 victims had to undergo surgery for their injuries. The gunman led police on a high-speed chase before being arrested. The suspect, Armando Luis Juarez, has been charged with aggravated assault on a public servant and felony theft. The shooting occurred after officers arrived at the store to help an off-duty officer remove Juarez from the premises. Why he was being asked to leave the store has not been disclosed. In its last case until October, the Supreme Court will be reviewing President Trump's travel ban of people from mostly Muslim countries. The court will look at whether it violates immigration laws or the Constitution. Specifically, they'll be looking at whether the president can keep people out of the country indefinitely based on their nationality, and will also go over whether the ban aimed to keep Muslims out of the U.S. A lower court ruled against the ban, and the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to reverse the lower court's decision. More allegations are being revealed about President Trump's nominee for Veterans Affairs, Ronny Jackson. Lawmakers are questioning the White House doctor's ability to lead after accusations, including drunkenness and creating a toxic work environment, have come to light. In 2012, a watchdog report stated that Jackson and another physician engaged in a power struggle of the White House medical unit and behaved unprofessionally. The report said that the environment created within the White House medical unit was one that felt like, quote, being caught between parents going through a bitter divorce. Jackson has refused to answer questions about the allegations and did not appear to be considering a withdrawal from the nomination. Marist priest Joel M. Konzen was ordained a bishop earlier this month and named the auxiliary bishop for the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Bishop Konzen succeeds Bishop Luis Sarama, who was named the bishop of Raleigh, North Carolina. Bishop Konzen chose, quote, be merciful and with a cheerful heart as his episcopal motto. 67-year-old Konzen was a teacher, principal, and president of the Independent Marist School in Atlanta during his 28 years there. His ordination mass saw deacons, seminarians, and over 113 priests in attendance, including Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Christophe Pierre. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.